This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, friends. I have a very powerful thought to share with you, an observation of the great Chafetz Chaim. And this is an observation as true as it was in the times of the Chafetz Chaim. It could not be more true today, and it could not be more relevant than in our times. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Avram, as Sarai Ishtoi, v'yas Loit ben Achiv, v'yas Koruchu Sham Asher Rachashu, v'yas HaNefesh Asher Asu B'charan, v'yetzu, they went out, l'oleches Arza Kanan, to go out to the land of Canaan, v'yavoyu Arza Kanan, and they came to the land of Canaan. Listen carefully, it says they went out to go to the land of Canaan, and they came there. Why does it need to say they went out to go to the land of Canaan and they came there? Just say, either they went out to go to the land of Canaan or they came to the land of Canaan. Why does it need to say both? And they went out to go to the land of Canaan and they came to the land of Canaan. Just say they came to the land of Canaan or they went there. Chafetz Chaim points out that at the end of Parshas Noach, it says something a little bit differently. By Terach, it says, Vayetzu itam meor kazdim laleches arz Canaan. They went out with them from Or Kazdim to go to Canaan. And instead of saying, Vayavoyu arz Canaan, it says, Vayavoyu ad Choron vayeshu sham. They stopped off in Choron and they settled there. Chafetz Chaim says, let's contrast what Avraham did and what Terach did. Avraham set out to go to Canaan, and he went to Canaan. Terach set out to go to Canaan, but he ended up stopping off in Haran, and he never got there. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we need to follow the ways of Abraham. That when you decide to do something, you need to do it. Don't stop in the middle of the road. The Chafetz Chaim would always tell people that if you set out to do something, a job, a task, you began it, even if it's going to take much longer if you do it now, you should do it now. When the Chafetz Chaim would begin an activity, he would not veer off and get distracted. If you set out to go to Canaan, then go to Canaan. Otherwise, you're going to end up being like Terach. He wanted to go to Canaan, but he just stopped off in Haran and he never went there. There are a lot of good things in life that we start doing. And especially in our times, we get distracted. We have these devices that every moment of the day are vying for our attention. And if we're not opportunistic and we don't complete the task, do you know that sometimes, and maybe even very often, the task never gets done? So when you set out to do something, to make that phone call, to offer that good word, to look that Mara Makoim up, to do that mitzvah, to have that seder, go do it. Don't just say, oh, I'm just going to check out, I'm just going to look at, I'm just going to... No. Distraction is the difference between Avraham and Terach. Terach allowed himself to get distracted. That is a midah in life. There are people who are just one big distraction. Their entire life, they're moving from one distraction to another. Yeah, there are things they want to do, but somehow, before everything they do, there are a lot of different things that they allow themselves to be sidetracked with. Avram Avinu was the king of decisiveness, of execution, and Terach was the king of distraction. That's the difference between Vayikach Avram, Vayetzu Laleches Arz Canaan. He set out to go to Canaan. He went to Canaan. Terach, he set out to go to Canaan. He didn't go there. He ended up in Haran. That's offering number one, an amazing observation of the Chafetz Chaim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.